and welcome back to the Shine with Sophie podcast. I'm super, super, super excited for this episode today because we have another guest. This is actually the first guest in about 2 months. I go through a phase of like bringing so many guests on and then just having just solo episodes for a while. So this is our first guest episode in 2 months, and I'm super, super grateful and honoured to bring Callie Jardin here. So Callie is the founder and owner of the Sweaty Studio online Pilates membership that, if you're on my Instagram, you'll probably see me scream and shout about it all of this year, and I'll tell you why as we dive into this episode. She also is the podcast host of the Healthy But Human podcast as well, and she is a bright light in this world, and she kind of expresses her light and her I Am Sweaty and Know It online community. Is it almost 60,000 souls around the world? So I'm just so grateful to be sharing this conversation and space with you, Callie. So welcome to the Shine with Sophie podcast.
Thank you so much for having me on. You are so sweet. And I have to say, anytime I would see you post a story of the studio, I was like, this girl, we'd be friends, because your aesthetic is so cute and you have such just a bright happiness about you. And so I just had to let you know that.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, that's why I was like, Callie needs to come on the podcast, because I feel like we have similar vibes with, like, every time there's a lot of your like workouts at the end, you're like, keep shining. I'm like, yes, I will.
I love it.
I had to do one of your workouts this morning. I was like, we've got to start with Callie if we're bringing her on the podcast. So I done one of your workouts this morning, and at the end you were like, see you later, and I was like, yes, I will.
Which one did you do?
What one was it? Oh my goodness, and I can't remember. I think it was, oh no, I can't even remember. I'm just like, what am I feeling today? Let's go for this one.
it was a random click.
Yeah, to be fair, I was unwell last week. Like, I was literally like floored with the cold. Like, had the pleasure of experiencing the world's worst cold last week. So literally I was bedbound all week. So today was like the first workout that I did in a couple of weeks, but which felt good. It felt like, yes, let's go.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So before we dive into the conversation today and see what comes through, I love to ask my guests, especially as someone who obviously has a big social presence and has a community of people watching you, a community of podcast listeners listening to you as well, who are you? Like, who is Callie? Like, kind of beyond the podcast host, beyond the I Am Sweaty and I Know It kind of founder, like, who is she?
Such a good question. I love it. I feel like so often it's like, what do you do?
Exactly. But that is why I make like a kind of conscious, intentional effort to like ask that, because a lot of my work and the podcast is kind of about like, who are you on that deeper level? Like, who is the truest version of you? And I know that's something that you also like embody as well and kind of express and share. So I'd love for you to share that with us.
Yeah. So I'm based in South Florida, if anyone's familiar with Florida. And I would say that my personality, I'm extremely bubbly. I'm very much just a happy person. I love life and I love being outside. So I've always been very outdoorsy my entire life. I grew up in Canada. That's where my childhood was. I've lived all over the place though. Originally I was born in West Texas, so part Texan, part Canadian. I don't even know. My accent, I don't know what it is. Just a blend of all these different places. I had a Southern accent at one point, and I definitely had a Canadian accent at one point too. But we're a little mutt. And so I grew up being outside all the time. Have a lot of fond memories just being in the snow and playing and all the things. I grew up a competitive figure skater. So that's definitely something that is deeply rooted inside of me. Mm-hmm. I recently started skating again. My inner child has been thriving. It is literally anyone listening who feels like they don't have any fun hobbies in their life, I challenge you to do the thing that you loved as a kid, because that thing is still inside you. You still love that thing. Mm-hmm. So that's been really cool. I love Jesus. That's something about me. I'm really, really, faith is a huge part of my life. And I've always been a very what is the word? God-loving gal. As a kid, I was always very aware of God, but then I fell out of my faith for like probably 4 or 5 years in college, and then recently came back to it. It's been changing my life. And then I also have a husband named John, and I have 2 sheepadoodles, and I love them so much. And I love to surf too.
I have a lot of different things. I was waiting for you to say that because I knew that you surfed. I was like waiting for you to say that.
I'm not very good at it though yet. I will be. Just you wait.
I love that you, well, thank you for sharing that and for people to like, yeah, like get to know you and your, I'm not surprised that we've aligned and that you're here, because I feel like very like aligned with you. And I feel like a lot of people kind of say you're such a bubbly person and you're just a bright light or like a sunshine. I feel like that's kind of, you're the Florida version and I'm the Scottish version.
Well, if you ever want to come to Florida, you're welcome to come visit.
But I love that you mentioned like if you are like kind of like you're healing your inner child right now, because that's actually the theme inside my membership this month is healing your inner child. So aww. Yeah, if anybody is listening and you want to start healing your inner child, like Callie done, like what did you love to do as a child, and go and start doing that. Like allow yourself, give yourself permission to really embrace that side of you and like play and have fun and bring that light like back alive.
Yeah, and I think so much in adulthood, I mean, I've been out of college for 2 years now, and I think at first I felt like it was a huge shock at first. I was like, I need to make money and survive and afford my rent and all these things. But now it's like, okay, there's more to life than money. There's more to life than success. And I think it's also really important that we have play in our life. Yeah. And not everything we do has to become a money-making thing. And that's been a really cool realization to have.
100%. 100%. That's what I've been bringing back in, especially as like an entrepreneur as well. Like I know that a lot of my listeners are like either aspiring early or even established business owners who obviously have got responsibilities, maybe mothers, maybe have kids, like have other jobs, and like their business is also their side hustle. So like they have a lot going on. So I think it is important to also prioritize that play to bring that energy back into your life and not get so kind of caught up and stuck into the hustle and the doing and not being and the kind of like opening your heart up and having fun and giving yourself permission to have fun. I think as like you move forward into like adulthood and also into entrepreneurship, you kind of forget that you can still have fun.
I know, especially, I don't know if you feel like this because you're also an entrepreneur, but for me, I always have just ideas constantly running through my head. Like I'll start something new and I'm like, oh, I could do this with that. And it sometimes you have to turn it off. You're like, stop.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, like honestly, I was on a client call yesterday, and this is something like especially with content, and we're gonna go off on a tangent here, but we'll come back. But especially with like content or just like inspiration, it comes when I'm dancing, when I'm out on walks, like when I'm exercising, like when I'm having fun, and not when I'm at a desk like, okay, what are my 4 posts this week, you know?
I'm the same way. It's so funny that you said that, because I'm not even kidding. Right before this call, I was talking to John in the kitchen, and I'm planning the November challenge that drops on Monday. I'm pretty far behind. This is always how it works. I tend to procrastinate sometimes. Anyway, I know what it's going to be though. So that's good. Anyways, I was like, yeah, I was working. I worked a lot yesterday, just like in my office space, whatever. And I was like, I don't want to do that today. I feel like because it's such a creative thing, I need to be outside. And I was like, I just want to go to the beach. And he's like, go to the beach and work. And I'm like, okay. So it's so funny you say that, because it's true.
100%. And I think it's funny that this has come through, because this is something I was talking about as well. It's like, I think as like you get into entrepreneurship, you kind of think that you have to work the 9-to-5, you have to be sitting at an office. But the reason you are creating something of your own and you're getting into this like entrepreneurship is because you want to create from your heart, you want to create from your soul. And if like sitting at a desk in an office, is that actually where your inspiration flows? And 100%, it's like giving yourself, like breaking those cycles and giving yourself permission to break those cycles and be like, you know what, actually I can go somewhere where my inspiration comes alive, where my creativity flows, and that's where I get to create from. Like, I don't need to create because society or because that's just how it's always been done. Because I literally, like, I can have like a kind of like really kind of resistant day of like nothing coming through, or like just like things aren't like coming through because I'm trying to make them come through, and then later on that night I have music on and I'm just dancing in my kitchen and a full-blown program can come through, you know.
It's always when you least expect it. You can't force creativity to happen. I mean, I always look at even some of the best authors. I don't know, I'm trying to think of this one guy's name, I'm blanking on his name, but one really well-known author, he would go and I think it was in Key West or in the Keys, he would go and just stay by himself in this house on the water for like a very long time and just get inspiration. And you just, like with any artist, author, I think it's unnatural just always be pumping out new stuff and expecting yourself to be able to force a great idea to come out, because they just take time sometimes to just come out. And it usually is when you are just free flowing about in the in nature and you're not forcing it to happen.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe the kind of overarching point there is just like, if you have been feeling like you've been forcing things or pushing things to work, maybe this is your sign just to step back, lean back, go have some fun, and let the idea come through, let the inspiration come through, and it'll probably be better than you imagined or what you desired it to be as well. That kind of like gets me on to something that I did want to ask, is like kind of where your like journey began as well. Like, what did your kind of like chapter one look like? Because obviously right now I will obviously put your Instagram and your podcast and everything in the show notes as well for people to check out if they haven't already. But where you are now is obviously you've built such an amazing brand, amazing community of souls online, your podcast, your sweaty studio that just obviously keeps growing and keeps impacting lives. But obviously this isn't the chapter, well, I guess it's not the chapter, like the last chapter, but it's not the chapter one. So it's like, where did it kind of like all begin for you? Because I know that people can be like, oh my God, wow. But you've obviously, you continue to move through a lot, but you've obviously had your own journey that's led you to here, you know?
Yeah. And this is something too, for anyone who's wanting to start a business or wanting to just start something new, maybe that's a new workout type, maybe that's a sport, whatever it is. Everyone starts a beginner. Literally everybody. I still remember like it was yesterday when I started initially as a blog in college, and I think I had like 10 followers on Instagram. I still remember it. And I would
you say that in your walking meditation. You have a walking meditation.
Yes. Like, and I remember I would just look at these people that I was aspiring to be like, and I'd be like, wow, they have hundreds of thousands of followers and all this stuff. I want to get there one day. I mean, I'm literally at ground zero. And sometimes it got discouraging because I would find myself comparing myself to people. Sometimes that still happens. But anyways, point being is everyone starts beginner. Everyone starts somewhere. So if you had just started and you feel like you're way behind everyone else, you're not. Everyone started exactly where you are. And it just takes time and everyone's on their own journey and path. But for me personally, I started a blog because in college, I used to be a figure skater for my entire life, like I said earlier, and I got injured pretty frequently as a skater because I was growing a lot while I was competing. And if anyone who's listening knows a lot about skating, you train a lot and skating is really, it's very high impact on your body. When you land a jump, I believe it's 8 times your body weight going down on you. That's the impact. So as someone who was growing a lot, I developed this injury called Osgood-Slaughter in both of my knees. Turned into chronic tendonitis, and before I knew it, high impact workouts just weren't good for my body. I wasn't able to do those as well as skating and train without pain. So eventually my mom, I was 15 at the time, and she found this thing called Pure Bar, and I was too young to take the class, and she had to get special permission from the owner for me to take the class. And they were like, okay, you can take the class. I remember I fell in love with it. For anyone listening who doesn't know what barre is, it's ballet blended with Pilates and stretching. It's so fun. And I eventually fell in love with it. And when I went to college, when I was a sophomore, I became a pure barre instructor. So that's when I first started my fitness career. It was just a college side hustle job to make some money. I loved it. And it was really fun. I was actually terrible, terrible at first. Like, the owner sat me down after, I want to say it was like my fourth or fifth class. And she asked me, she's like, how do you think you did? And I was like, you know, I think I'm improving. And she was like, that was a mess. And I remember it was the 6:15 a.m. class and I was exhausted. I was working so hard because it's a lot of work to teach a fitness class. I never realized how much is happening at once when you're a teacher. Like, you have to focus on your clients, you're focusing on the choreo, you're focusing on the beat of the music, you're focusing on all these things, demoing. It can get overwhelming at first. And so I remember I was sobbing my eyes out because I was like, I want to be so good at this and I'm trying so hard, but I just it hasn't clicked yet for me. And then eventually it clicked after like month three of teaching, and it just became super natural again. Not again, it became natural for me. It was fun. I didn't have to think so hard about it. And I fell in love with fitness and I started a blog because I was like, this is awesome. I love to write too. And I was like, I want to start writing about wellness habits, wellness tips I have, and fitness tips too for people who are maybe in college and want to get healthier. And so that's how I'm Sweaty and I Know It was born. That's the original blog name, which is why that's my Instagram handle name. And like all my handles, but fun fact. But then from there, in 2020, I started getting certified for Pilates at a Pilates studio in Miami, and I was still teaching barre, and then everything went online from the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So the Pilates studio was Reformer Pilates though. And so the owner asked me, because I taught barre, hey, can you lead our online classes? Because you have a background in doing these mat classes. So that's how I started teaching Pilates classes on the mat. And then I was teaching barre classes online. And then I fell in love with that. And I started teaching my own online classes for my Instagram lives and TikTok lives. And I started TikTok, and then it started to just grow and grow and grow. And that's how eventually, fast forward in 2021. Well, actually, I started a YouTube channel too. This whole thing. I was scared to start a paid product. That was the whole thing. I had a YouTube channel, a TikTok, an Instagram. I had a lot happening. And I was like, I'm in college. I love this. I want to be my full-time thing, but I'm making $0 from this at the moment. But I love it. This is what I'm passionate about. So anyways, I started finally in 2021 building out Sweaty Studio because I was like, you know what? At the time, I graduated college. I had a full-time job. And I was like, I want to actually make a studio and make this a paid thing because this is my passion. I'm not passionate about my full-time job that I'm doing. I want to help people every single day, and this is how it's going to happen. So I started building out Sweaty Studio. I was absolutely terrified that no one would sign up. So scared. And then lo and behold, I made a launch plan. I had never made a launch plan before. I'd always just dropped something and hoped people would buy it. Didn't work. I made a launch plan and I launched it, and it had people sign up. And before I know it, I was able to quit my job 2 months later. And I was doing half content creation for brands, half studio income. And then eventually now it's full studio income. And it's the biggest blessing ever. But it has been a journey, and it's still a journey. But for anyone listening, like, it is possible and you can do this.
Well, I'm so proud of that journey. And it just kind of goes to show like the power of like one seed and where that grows to if you allow it to grow, you know, like if you continue to pour into it. And like what I heard there was that there was a lot of fear like present. Yeah. Like there was a lot of fear present, and there still can be, but you don't allow that to like stop you because you're obviously so like committed to your passion, to your mission, to like the vision of your business and to the impact that you want to make, that you didn't and you continue to not allow that fear to like stop you. Because I think that's what a big thing that kind of like holds people back is that they're waiting for the fear to not be there before like they take the step, you know, like they're waiting for it to be like a safe time for them to like put themselves out there or to launch that program or to start the podcast, start the YouTube channel. But ultimately, the fear is always going to be there. It's like never going to go away, right?
Yeah. And the thing is, this is a quote I heard, there's never going to be the perfect time ever. And I definitely was trying to wait for the perfect time. And then before I know it, I'm like, why am I still waiting for this? Like, you also too, with entrepreneurship, I think I have two tips. One is, it's so important to be extremely passionate about what the business is and what you're doing and the mission behind it. Because a lot of times with entrepreneurs, it's not always an overnight thing. In fact, most of the time it's not an overnight just success like that, where you're making a ton of money. Usually you have to work at it. I was working like 12 plus hour days every single day when I was building it. It wasn't like this just easy thing that fell in my lap. And I definitely had a lot of doors open. God definitely paved a way for it, but still I had to put in the work. And it is important, because in the hard days when you're like, why am I doing this? You have the passion behind it, and that keeps you going, because you're like, I know I'm helping a woman out there who needs help with her body image and maybe hasn't worked out in 5 years and is just feeling low confidence. Like, that person in the back of my mind, I'm like, I'm helping her. And the other thing too, about entrepreneurship is, wait, I literally just blanked on this. Dang it. It was so good.
It'll come back. That happens to me all the time. It'll come back. But no, exactly. And that's like what I like share and speak about like so much, because obviously last year was a really, really, this time last year was really, really hard for me. Like, I could have given up. I could have just been like, this is just too much. This is just like far too scary, far too unknown. Like, all my fears are becoming realized. Like, this is just too much. But because I had that deeper connection to the passion and to like, just to the connection to what I was doing and what I wanted to give, and like the business that I was running and the work that I was doing and the clients that I had or were connecting with, the people that in my community, I was like, I'm doing it for them. I'm doing it and for something far greater than this. Yeah. And I think it's like cultivating that inner strength, isn't it? Because like, I feel like entrepreneurship is the biggest like self-growth journey, and it does bring your biggest fears to the surface, because you're putting yourself out there. You're putting yourself out there. You're betting on yourself. You're having to trust yourself like on a deeper level, and it takes a lot. Like, it's not for everyone. So if you obviously have been given this kind of divine opportunity to start something, or that even just even if it's just the simple desire to do it, like, it's there for a reason. And I think it's important for you to remember and like cultivate that inner strength and trust to like take the, like, it doesn't need to be like jump, like, it can be those small steps that like you took, that I took as well, that get to then compound up, and then the fear gets to be like, okay, I'm still here, I'm not going away, but I'm starting to feel a bit safer with you. Okay.
Yeah. Wait, have you read the book Atomic Habits?
I haven't, but I am very, very aware of it.
Okay. I think you might like it, because what you were saying about taking the small steps, like, that's one of the things. If anyone hasn't read the book, I just started reading it. I'm on like chapter 5. It's actually been life-changing. It's all about building healthy habits. And one of the things the book talks about is how a lot of times we're very focused on the goal. We're focused on, this is where I want to get. And we're relying a lot on motivation to get there, but motivation runs out. And the analogy that the author uses is a bicycle race. All cyclists have the same goal when they're competing, and it's, I want to win. But there are losers and there are winners. What makes a winner a winner? It's the system in place they use to get to their goal. So instead of being so hyper-focused on the goal, figuring out what is the system or the game plan that I can take to get there. And that game plan are the baby steps you were talking about. Because if you're focused on taking these insane leaps to make it to your goal, chances are you're probably going to give up quickly, because those big, big leaps are really overwhelming. Where if your goal is to start a, let's say, a bar studio, instead of being like, okay, I have to open this in-person studio by the next year. Okay, let's do this. That's overwhelming. Mm-hmm. Instead of being like, okay, well, let's just start with square one. Why am I doing this? And figuring out the mission, the vision, all the things, and then slowly figuring out the little steps to get there. And that makes it way more doable.
100%. To be fair, like the very, I think one of the very first like personal development books like I ever read was The Compound Effect. I can't remember who wrote it, but it was definitely one of the very first books, and that's what like solidified this. And just like that permission, like you get to take those small steps. Like it doesn't have to be, yes, like you've took big leaps, like you putting yourself out there, like starting a YouTube channel, like investing in a coach, starting your podcast, that is a leap, you know. That isn't a small step, that is pretty big. But in terms of like the small steps of just taking whatever that step looks like, and then just like allowing that to compound up, like even for me, like where I am is like, wow, like even though it's not like this massive thing, like I'm proud of where I've come, because where it started 2 years ago was me creating a little WhatsApp group chat, and every Sunday I would bring in people for free and just do some journaling and some tapping. Like that's where it started, and then it just kind of grew, it gets to grow like arms and legs from there. Like I had a conversation with a client yesterday, and she's just still holding herself back to like taking like that kind of those bigger leaps of like putting some free coaching out there or putting out a workshop, because you're scared like nobody will sign up or nobody will join. But like you'll never actually know unless you put it out, and even if somebody doesn't join, that's okay, you can put it out again.
Yeah.
Just trust in the process and not allowing the kind of fear to like stop you from taking those steps, that if you don't give up on, you will start to see the results, the confidence within yourself as well, and also like the physical results, like the version of me, and also with you, Callie, I'm sure as well. Because it's funny, because on your, I'm a part of Callie's Sweaty Studio membership, Pilates membership, and this is something I definitely want to talk about as well. It has really, really changed so much, like my relationship with my body, the relationship with myself, and like just the connection between the mind and body. Like that's why I really like value Callie's work and why I love what she does. Obviously, I'm a part of Callie's Sweaty Studio Pilates membership. It's funny because Callie has just this overflowing library of Pilates workouts for different times of your cycle, for different like capacities and levels that you're at as well. But as you go through them, you can tell at what stage of our journey she's on, like when she like created it in the nicest way. But like when you put someone, I'm like, oh, there's baby Callie, like like you can tell, like just with your confidence, I mean with your confidence and the energy that you're like holding, and like just the way that you present yourself. And my point being is that like I really like to share with my clients, and even just with myself, is like, how can we, instead of being scared of taking the action, be excited for the confidence that it's going to start to build within you, you know? Like even if nobody signs up, or even if only two people sign up, you are starting to build this muscle within you of feeling excited to put yourself out there, or confident to put yourself out there, or even the clarity. Like a lot of my clients who are holding themselves back from taking the action because they don't feel clear or they don't know, I'm like, you're never truly going to start feeling completely clear until you take some sort of action and allow that clarity to just like the pieces of the puzzle to start clicking into place by taking that messy action, by just putting it out there and just trusting the unfolding of it, like the evolution that gets to happen when you just put an idea that comes to you out there and allow that to like grow without stopping yourself. Like, no.
Something that has helped me a lot is remembering and realizing that realizing that this is the worst I'm ever going to be at this, and this is the worst the studio is ever going to look. So I think a lot of times when you first start something, it's like you hold this level of perfectionism over yourself, and that can hold people back from actually pressing launch or actually starting something, because they're like, oh, it's not good enough. But the thing is, it's always going to get better. And like you were saying, like if I watch my workouts from 2020, I was way less confident. You're so right. When I was teaching, like I was still so new at it, but it doesn't mean that I have to delete those videos. It doesn't mean that I should never post those videos, because it's really cool to be able to see this is how far I've grown as an instructor in literally 2 years. And so, yeah, that's my encouragement for someone. Like, don't be so obsessive over being the best ever at it. Like, you're going to learn and get better. And that's just part of the journey. Every single person, even podcasters, like if someone starts a podcast and they're already super famous, they're still gonna be the worst they're ever gonna be at podcasting, because they're still gonna get better and better, and they're already super famous. So that's something to realize. Like, we all are getting better.
Yeah, I love that. And even like, I love that you keep those up there, because it really, it inspired me, because I have my own membership as well. And I like create my own EFT tap-ins and meditations and workshops, and I store them all in there and just build that, like that vault, build that portal up. And I could easily delete the ones that are like the very first ones, where I'm like, they're all like, look how far we've come. Like, the quality and the confidence is completely expanded and like shifted. But you putting yours up there actually inspired me to be like, you know what, like, it'll inspire others to see how much I have grown as well. Like, when they kind of like listen to them or like take themselves through it, they can be inspired with how much I've grown, and that can also inspire them to like trust their own evolution, trust their own kind of growth journey as well. Because even with the podcast, like for me, I've had my podcast for over 2 years now, and if you were to listen to like the very first episode compared to like the episodes that I'm doing now, like, it's completely different, and it's different in a good way, because you have so much more confidence. You've found your voice. You've found like how you do things. And even right now, like, I know that both you and I, our confidence is still just going to continue to grow.
Yes.
And expand. And it's like, again, coming back to like, how can you get excited about that rather than focusing on like the perfection, focusing on like, oh, it's not good enough. Like, focus on like, oh my goodness, like, I just, with every podcast episode, with every story I put up on my Instagram, with every workshop I hold, whatever it is, I get better each time.
Yeah, and I think to like, for someone who's maybe struggling with that, something that I think can be really helpful is identifying, what am I really afraid of? And pulling those fears out of the darkness, and specifically a lot of times fear, any emotion can be a signal that something is not right, or you're believing something that's not true. So even with fear, let's say you're scared of what people are going to think of you when you post your YouTube vlog, figuring out, okay, what's the lie I'm believing about that specifically that's causing me to be so concerned about what other people are thinking about me? Maybe something happened in your childhood where you felt embarrassed in front of people, or maybe it's just something your parent said to you one time. A lot of times things can start when we're really young. A lot of times if something negative happened to us, it can stick to us, childhood trauma. And so it's important to figure out, like, what am I really believing? Because a lot of times these seeds have been planted and they can grow, and that can be what that fear is.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Glad that you brought that up, because that's a lot of the work that I do with my clients, and even just with myself, is like looking at what is happening like within, like where was that fear created, and like how can we start to shift that to support like you and feeling a bit like even, oh, of course, like we said, the fear as a human is always going to be there. Like, as a human, as someone who has an ego, who is a human, like, a level of fear is always going to be there. However, there are also ways of identifying, like, what are we really scared of, what are we really afraid of, and how can we start to shift those fears just a little to support you in starting to take that action and feeling a little less scared to do it. Because that's obviously something that's really important, because like you said, and that's why I really like even with your like I said, with your kind of Pilates workouts and your membership, like, something I really wanted to touch up on in this conversation is that I held like a really big fear. This is not like anything to do with entrepreneurship, but like, I held like a big fear of, and but this is also an example of how your fears can actually be, well, how your fears are developed in childhood and how they can play a part in your adulthood and like your life moving forward. Because a lot of my listeners will know, but I have an underlying heart condition. So when I was born, I had I didn't have a pulmonary artery and I had like loads of holes in my heart. So for the first like 5 years of my life, I was like in and out of hospital. I had like major open heart surgery. And I think like in that, obviously you're like a walking subconscious mind when you're that age. So like you're creating meanings and stories and beliefs about yourself and about life and just about everything with the experiences that you're moving through. So like I obviously at that point, like attached these meanings of like I have to fight to survive, you know, and I have to fight even harder to thrive and to just achieve what I want. So like that's the kind of beliefs I held, but I also held this belief of like it's not safe for me to exercise, or if I exercise like my body can't handle it, you know, like I'm too weak to do that. Mm-hmm. My heart's too weak to like exercise. So I really, for my entire childhood, like I didn't like get into a lot of fitness things. I was never big on exercising. Like I love going outdoors. I'd go like walking and hikes, but like my body would feel really scared to put itself into like a experience where I had to really move, you know, like I would have to do like exercise tests like for the doctor, and they would give me like extreme anxiety because I just held such like a deep belief that my body is not like capable of doing that. Like if I do that, like it's gonna like just my heart's gonna explode. But obviously with Callie's membership, I was saying to her before we jumped on the recording, is I knew that I really wanted, because obviously I'd been doing a lot of healing, a lot of like self-development up until this year, you know, but I hadn't really, and I'd been doing a lot of yoga and walking, but I knew that there was a missing piece, and I really wanted to like connect deeper with my body and allow it to feel safe to move even more freely, because that's where all your trauma is stored, where your fears, everything is kind of stored in your body and your subconscious mind. And as I was like moving forward in my coaching journey and also like in my healing journey, I wanted to, there was something that I, there was just my intuition was saying like it's time to have that deeper connection with your body. But like, I just never found that I knew I didn't want to just go to the gym, or like what, I just didn't know what it was that was going to support me. And obviously I found Callie, and Callie's work is obviously you bring a lot of the healing and the self-love and the mind and the limiting beliefs into your workouts. And it just, I've been on this journey with Callie, and I think it was January was the first month that I signed up, I subscribed, and I'm still obviously like a member, and it has like really kind of shifted my relationship with my body and like proven to me like what it actually is capable of, and like the magnetism that I now hold, the energy that I now hold, because of the kind of like shifts within myself that I made through leaning into that fear and seeing what I'm actually like capable of.
Wow, so powerful. When you did your first workout, how did you get yourself to really push through that fear before you knew that it worked for your body?
Well, like I said before the recording, my friend Maggie, she came over at the start of the year, and another fear that I held was I don't know how to do this. Like I'm doing it wrong. I look silly. And I know that that's probably something that a lot of people hold as well with exercise. Like they think they're doing it wrong, or they think they look stupid, or they think they're not doing it right. So that was another reason that really, like something that really held me back for putting myself out there and going to classes and things. But my friend Maggie, who's also in the coaching space, she came and visited me at the start of the year, and she was doing a lot of Pilates, and she was like, right, okay, let's do this together. Like, I'm going to push you outside your comfort zone. So maybe it is having that accountability partner that you feel safe with. Like I feel safe with Maggie, you know, like I know that she's not going to judge me. I know that she like is going to completely unconditionally like love and accept and support me through that kind of like journey of like getting into it. So for the full week that she visited me, like each day we done a Pilates workout together. This wasn't in your membership, this was just, I think she was in something and we were doing it with her, and I think I was following you at that point, And I think I remember telling Maggie, I was like, I think I'm gonna go with Callie because I love her energy, I love her vibe, I want to try like hers out. But like I think because I done that week with Maggie of like her pushing me and doing it, and I really like afterwards would feel amazing. Like I would feel like on top of the world, even though at that point in my life I actually was really struggling, but that was like the catalyst to start really shifting. Like exercise was actually, believe it or not, like it's mad for me, exercise is actually something that started to really shift a lot within myself and my nervous system and like just like my energy, and obviously in turn my reality, you know.
Yeah, that's so cool. And also this popped into my mind when you're talking about it, was like you started it with a friend first, having that safe space. And it just popped into my mind with breaking lies. A lot of time we can have logical belief, what we're told. If someone told you, hey, you're going to be fine doing a workout, it might be hard for you to truly believe that because that lie or that fear was planted in you at such a young age. But then there's experiential belief, where through your experiences, you were able to prove and see, oh, I am safe doing this workout. Oh, my body can do this thing. So I think that's a huge thing with fear, is maybe taking those baby steps to slowly prove to yourself, oh, I am able to do this.
Yes.
Instead of just jumping off a cliff and maybe doing like a crazy hit class out of the gates.
That actually did remind me. Last year I was doing like dance workouts, where it was like fun. It was just on YouTube, like doing dance workouts.
Ooh.
And those were fun, and I was obviously getting into them as well, but I wasn't as consistent with them. But the thing with your, like, I feel like I'm just like promoting your membership here, which is absolutely but the thing with yours is that what I love about yours is that you have like such a diverse variety, and that's what really eased me into it and continues to ease me into it and keeps me consistent, because you have ones that are like for 5 to 10 minutes, or if you're short on time, or like what stage of your cycle you're on, or like how you're feeling. And I really love within your, and that's what really has supported me, is within your kind of workouts, you really emphasize and encourage working with your body rather than against it, and bringing in affirmations and bringing in that mindset work with the like the movement and allowing, because that's something that I do, like a lot of the workshops that I hold is like embodiment work as well, and a reason why I wanted to get more into like exercising and working with my body as well, because I believe like when you're in your workout, like you're like, right, breathe out those fears, breathe out those limitations, because they are stored inside of your body. And I think I just fell in love with like the way that you do yours, the way that you lead your classes, and like it really did like encapsulate like everything that I do plus the movement, you know, piece.
Oh, I love that so much. Do you cycle sync your workouts?
Yes, I use your little cycle syncing.
Aww, that's so cool. When did you start doing that?
At some point this year, I think. I do that, or I'll just kind of like look at how like is my body feeling today? Like, do we want slow pace, or do we want a cardio? Like, do we want to like feel like really energized, or like how I really do tune into my body? And that's kind of like a way that I kind of also choose like the workouts. And why I love yours is because you also have like such a different like variety, or if you're like short in time, you have like shorter ones. Because I know like some people can like hold themselves back from doing exercise or fitness or something like that, because it's like they need this like 1 hour of doing it, where it can be just like a simple like 10 minute workout, where it can like, that can shift things for you, that can make you feel good within yourself. So I think it was like having that that's really supported me. And I swear, like committing to those kind of like smaller doses of exercise, like 3 to 4 times like a week, has really like supported me in, I don't know, just like business as well, like attracted, my magnetism has been heightened. And I remember actually like 2 years ago, I was like, I really want to do more exercise, but like this is literally what I said to my friend, if I do that then I'll just be far too energetic. I remember saying that. Like, is it that my ego was like completely just like sabotaging me? Like, do not do that. You're just going to be too much if you do that.
You're going to be too much. I don't think you could ever be too much.
Literally. But another question I'd love to ask is, like, what would you, especially because we're talking about the inner child and like that inner version of you that's holding those fears and starting to identify like kind of what's happening within and how we can kind of bring that to the surface in a good way and obviously to like start shifting it. But what would you say to like the younger version of Callie, even if it was like the start of your business journey or the start of your business journey, the start of your fitness journey, what advice would you give her now? Like, what would you say to her?
This is such a good question. Oh, I love it. I would say just stop caring about other people's approval. Like, it doesn't matter. And also too, I would tell her, you are not living in anyone else's shadow. Like, you are chosen. You are here for a purpose. God literally placed you on this planet Earth out of like such a small chance. And I would just be like, you're here for a purpose, girl. Keep doing it. Like, don't compare yourself to other people.
I love that. I love that you said the word chosen there, because that's something that I always say as well. Like, whenever, like with my clients or whenever like some people come into my like workshops, I'm like, you have been chosen to be here. Can you just let that sink in? Like, you have been divinely chosen to be here. Like, other people, we never get to align with this frequency, with this path, with this work, and allow it to connect and sink in. But you have been chosen. So I love that you can really like give that to your inner child and be like, you have chosen, and allow her to feel safe and excited to like express herself and embrace herself. Because I know that obviously you've been moving through a lot recently and a lot of challenges, and obviously that's maybe what's wanting you to connect you with your inner child even more as well. And one last question. Yeah.
Probably.
one last question I would like to like ask you is, because I know that, like I said, you have been going through your fair share. We all go through our fair share of struggles and challenges, and you've been going through like quite deep healing at the moment. Mm-hmm. And I know as like an entrepreneur, as a wife, as a dog mom, as a friend, as a podcast host, as a Pilates instructor, that can be a lot. Like, that can be a lot. So, even for yourself, like, what advice would you give yourself, but also those people too that are moving through a lot as well? Like, and how do you navigate those challenges? And it's not even hold it all, but like, really, like, yeah, like, how do you navigate that, and what like advice would you give to yourself and to others?
That's such a good question. I think giving myself grace is something that's so important. And like, I talked about this recently, actually on my podcast, about balance. And I truly believe you can't ever be fully balanced in every area of life. But balance means, in my opinion, allowing yourself, giving yourself grace to let different areas of your life have more space, and then other areas maybe will have less space that time of the season, and then it'll fluctuate again. But the beauty of balance is all about, how are you treating yourself and speaking to yourself during those different seasons? Because I juggle a lot of different things, and to be totally honest, I can't put all of my time and energy equally into every single different thing. Like right now, I'm planning our November challenge, which I'm really excited. I'll tell you it now because I'll spoil the surprise for you. It's Cozy Girl Pilates Challenge. So it's kind of similar to like last month's pumpkin spice, because people liked it, the cozy vibes. And it's going to be shorter workouts since everyone is going to be so just busy and traveling this season. So more like 20-minute workouts, 10, 20-minute. But that's going to be the vibe. So I'm planning that. And then, so right now I have monthly challenge launches. So typically in this season, my business is taking up a lot more of my time and energy. And then that will push other things to have less time and energy. But I really think it is just end of the day, like being aware of that and not letting one thing dominate your life at all times, just allowing the ebbs and flows to happen. but being mindful about them, because I can't sacrifice my relationship with John because of my business. So I have to be mindful of like, okay, I haven't spent a ton of time with him the past few days. Like, we need to have a date night. So that's kind of how I do it, is I'm just very mindful of things.
Yeah. I love that. And I think it is important to like recognize that there are going to be ebbs and flows, and there's going to be times in the year where you're going to have more space to give to your relationships and to yourself. And then obviously, if you are an entrepreneur, there's going to be seasons where you are going to be asked and invited to pour more into your business, and that's fine. I think it's like, I think it's removing the pressure and the expectations that we put on ourselves, and again, knowing that you're human and knowing that you like, you can't, it's not that you can't hold it all, but knowing that it doesn't have to be perfect, like coming back to that perfectionism, like you are only human and you can only do the best that you can. So it's like being mindful of like when you're maybe overgiving or overdoing or neglecting yourself or neglecting others, and starting to like allow yourself to take a step back from things that you've been given too much of yourself to. And just being mindful and aware of like the actions that you're taking, and if they are kind of in alignment with your values and actually serving and supporting your growth, supporting your relationship and supporting you. And even if that looks like at the start of each week, like doing like a reflection on like,
finding priorities, making like a priority list or something. I was also going to say too, it's so important for someone who's maybe juggling a bajillion things. I know it can feel so hard to do this, but making sure you're filling your own cup. I'm guilty of that the past few days, of not giving myself a full cup. And I've been feeling the repercussion of it, where I feel like when I'm at my best, my business is at its best, I'm feeling creative, I'm feeling great. It's when I'm taking time to, okay, I'm going to do a workout for myself. I'm going to go on a walk. I'm going to spend time with the Lord. I'm going to go to nature, all these different things, whatever it is that makes you feel like you have that cup full, because when the cup is empty and slowly emptying, then you have less to give. And so that's literally, I think, the secret hack to it all, is really truly making sure you're still taking care of yourself, even if your life is like a bajillion things happening.
I feel like I'm quite good at that, but I think like, again, it's actually like knowing that you're worthy of doing that as well, because I think a lot of people think that they're not worthy of that, that they're not like deserving of that. So I think like allowing this to be the kind of sign or door for you to start removing that unworthiness you feel, and even if it looks like giving yourself 20 minutes at the start of your day or at the end of your night or whatever it works best for your kind of like schedule and lifestyle, to start pouring into you, because it's something that I like preach about and speak about like all the time, like giving the time to myself and allowing myself that time in the morning or whenever, like really supports how I show up for my business, how I show up for my clients, the energy I give, the relationships that I have, like just the energy as a whole. And if you're pouring from an empty cup, or if you're pouring from that place of lack or frustration or resentment or whatever it is, then that's not going to be serving anyone. It's not going to be good for any relationship. It's not going to be good for clients or your work or your career. So I think like, actually giving yourself permission and knowing that you're worthy and deserving, whether your day is chaotic, that actually calming your mind and your body and your heart and your soul is what will shift the energy outside of you.
And it also prevents burnout too. That's huge. And also too, something that really goes along with the worth thing is, I recently learned about this, is how easy it is, and this is very common in our society and relationships, is taking the victim mentality. And I caught myself doing that earlier today. I was like, I have so much I have to do. I feel like I don't have time to do this and that. And then John's like, you're acting like a victim right now. And I'm like, you're right, I am. It's like, I challenge someone listening, because this isn't, it's not easy to hear that you're taking the victim mentality. But yeah, truly look at, am I blaming others for all of these things? And I making myself a victim in the situation? Because that is ultimately disempowering yourself. And it's going to hold you back from really tapping into your full potential and to really live the life to the fullest that you have been put on this earth to live. Because if you're every day waking up like, dang, like, I can't believe this happened to me, or, oh, like, life is so hard for me. It's like you're creating this reality for yourself where if you woke up and you're like, I am blessed to be here today and I'm going to live my life to the fullest no matter what. Like, you probably can feel this different energy based off just what I said. Like, the power of the tongue is really strong. And so it's important to like look at, what am I saying over myself? And is my mentality, am I victimizing myself? Because that's just going to hold myself back.
Literally. And again, like, that's why, like, a lot of my listeners will know, but like, gratitude is the first thing that I started to implement, like, a practice was practicing gratitude. Like, every single morning when I first got into, like, the personal development space was I would just journal three gratitudes of that day, whether it be, like, I'm grateful for another day, you know? I'm grateful for who I am. I'm grateful for my morning coffee. Like, those small things. And by doing that, I have created that default within me of, like, I am grateful for another day of miracles, of opportunities, of whatever comes my way, instead of being like, oh my god, another day, you know, another day of clients, another day of podcasting. I'm like, okay, here we go. I'm so grateful for another day. I am open to what this day brings me, you know, and starting to shift out of that lack and that victim and into the gratitude, into the abundance, into the excitement of what that day could bring you. I believe that I kind of started to infuse, like, into me at the start of every day at the beginning of this year that I've just used and has like been mind-blowing what it's brought me each day. But like, every day I'll wake up, I'll tune into my body and like just ask what it needs, like feel into what it needs. And I will say this mantra of, I am open for today to exceed my expectations. Miracles and abundance flow to me with ease and grace. And I start my day by saying that for like a full minute, and it just gets me into that like energy. And then I'll go journal on my gratitudes and do a Pilates workout, do an EFT tapping, whatever it is. And that be the energy that I pour from into my business, into my relationships, into myself and into my day. And a lot of people are like, how are you so bubbly? Like, why are you so happy? It's my habits.
Yeah, for real. Oh, it sounds like such a like, relaxing morning routine.
Yeah, I love it. It's my... Honestly, I don't know what I'd do without it. But one last question. I know that's, I said that was the last question, but this came through and I know that you'll like it. What would your future self, like, now that you're here in this season of life and in the season of business and the season of your relationship and navigating the ebbs and flows, what would your future self, whatever version of the future comes forward, whether it be 2 years, 10 years, whatever it is, what would she say to you right now? What advice would she give you right now?
That's such a good question. Okay, I have it. Okay, it would be, is this really gonna matter to you in 5 years?
I love it. If I were to ask my future self what advice she would give me, it would be like, you know what, you're on the right path. She says,
yeah,
the right path. You're on the path. So don't give up. Don't try and go sideways because your fear thinks that that's the way. You're on the path. You're here. Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Callie, for coming on, sharing your light, your heart, your soul with us, your kind of journey, your inspiration, your wisdom around, I guess, whatever came through, the entrepreneurship, your kind of fears, your limitations. I hope that you enjoyed our conversation today. Where can my listeners find you? Because I'm sure that they want to check out your your page, your podcast, and your membership. So where can we find you?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on again. This has been so much fun, and I love that we just had like such a deep conversation out of the gate. It's so cool. You can find me. My Pilates studio is called Sweaty Studio. I have an app. It's available on iOS as well as on Google Play. So you can get it for whatever kind of phone you have. It's also available for just your computer, the website. And then on social media, my Instagram and TikTok handles are both I'm Sweaty and I Know It. And then I also have a podcast called Healthy Be Human, where I have, it's pretty similar style to this, where it's very intuitive, free flowing. We have deep combos about all sorts of things. And then lastly, my YouTube channel is Callie Jardine, and I post some free beginner workouts on there. So if you want to just try out the workouts first, I have a lot of little short classes there to try. But yeah.
Amazing. Well, I'll put all the links in the show notes for people just to access like really easily, and they can come over because I'm sure they're going to absolutely love it. Come join the Sweaty Studio with me. We can make a lot together. Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Callie. I've absolutely enjoyed sharing this space with you, sharing this energy with you, and I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, please take a little screenshot, put it on your stories, and tag Callie and I in it so we can see who's listening and if this episode resonated or what you needed to hear from this episode, because we'd love to connect with you as well. But thank you everyone for listening. Thank you, Callie, for taking the time to come share your light with us, and we'll see you all next week for another episode.